Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
I want to say sweaty cup to everyone out there. This is Greg Rashid, your presenter with another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast, heard at your convenience on various platforms all over the world. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in, made suggestions for the show, or considered becoming promoters. Just really wonderful. And I want to say special thanks to those who listen every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Mountain Time on KUHS Denver.com, created by the one and only Henry Archuleta. And I want to say hi to all of my friends in the Colorado region. Hope you're doing very well. We're going to have an amazing show as we always do today. And if you're new to the program, what we do on here, we do fantasy fights. In other words, we use a platform called Title Bout Boxing PC game, where we put imaginary fights in there. And what if Muhammad Ali fought Tyson Fury? Put that in there and see the results. Today's fight is going to be two legends in the welterweight division, golden boys in their own right in the Olympics. I'm talking about Oscar De La Hoya versus Sugar Ray Leonard, 12-round welterweight fight. And it's going to be announced by the one and only Knockout Knowledge. But before we get to that, I want to let you know, too, that you can become a promoter of this program. In other words, if you want to be a promoter, you just, whatever platform you use to listen to the program, just leave a note, comment saying, I want to see this fighter fight this fight. I want to see this. Also, you can go to my Nourished by History website, YouTube site, and leave a comment there. You can go to my Patreon site, look for Nourished by History, then look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And consider a donation. I mean, whatever you can do. Keep the lights on here to get a better microphone. A little bit of everything. Really, really appreciate it. You can also buy me a coffee. Go to that site, buymeacoffee.com. Look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast and leave whatever you can. Just to keep things rolling on this program. But, you know, we do fantasy fights here, but we also talk about what's going on in the world of boxing currently, as well as what's going on in other combat sports. And I'm going to have Donna right now talk about what's been going on lately in the world of real boxing. So take it away, Donna, and you are listening to the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. I'm your presenter, Greg Rashid, but here's Donna right now.
Jake Paul is getting ready to fight Mike Tyson, but he's already thinking about his next match. He wants to box Ryan Garcia, the former WBC lightweight champion, after their recent war of words. Famous YouTuber-turned-boxer Paul is fighting Tyson in the biggest match of his career. Despite a 30-year age gap, they will get in the ring at AT&T Stadium on July 20th. The fight is set to attract a huge audience and will be streamed live on Netflix. Paul is already talking about what he wants to do after fighting Tyson as he eyes a bout with Garcia. On his podcast called BS with Jake Paul, he said, I think it could happen, as an exhibition probably. I think he thinks he would win, and I would love to just deflate his little 130 pounds. Maybe Netflix part two. Paul also criticized Garcia's boxing ability, as he said, His footwork sucks. The more I learn about this sport, he's fast and quick and has been doing it his whole life. But his feet are terrible. Flat-footed, stuck as fighter. Ryan Garcia is going to fight Devin Haney on April 20. While he is looking to become a world champion again, if he doesn't win, then he may end up fighting Paul. Paul impressed in his last match, beating Ryan Borland with a technical knockout in the first round. After winning for the 9th time as a pro, Paul got noticed by Garcia, who says he wants to end his career. Garcia was watching and then went on Twitter to challenge Paul. He wrote, "Okay enough, it's on, I'm going to have to do this, I'm going to end this Jake Paul boxing thing, bring it on Jake, I'm dead effing serious F you, hit my team up." Paul replied, "Ryan, I love you, you know that bro, but you've got to chill out because there's a line and you just seem like you're losing your mind and acting thirsty and desperate and saying you're a billionaire when you had one money fight. I'm just saying, just chill, bro. But if you do want to fight, that's to me, light work. You've got no footwork. And as long as you've been in the game, I'm a better boxer than you." Ryan Garcia's behavior in the build-up to his fight against Devin Haney is troubling. They include allegations that he was raped by a family member at the age of 2, frequent satanic references, the religious ritual of speaking in tongues, predictions of an earthquake, destroying Hollywood and Las Vegas, unproven claims that he witnessed child rape after being kidnapped and tied up in the woods by the elites, unproven claims that he has proof of UFOs existing, threats to bite Haney's ears in their fight on April 20th. We here at Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast hope that Garcia seeks professional help. If that means cancelling the fight, so be it. We would rather see him take care of his mental health issues before he steps into the squared circle again. New York City police officer and decorated amateur boxer Nisa Rodriguez returned home on Friday night, March 15th, to the scene of many of her amateur victories, Madison Square Garden Theatre in Manhattan, and the gifted, popular super middleweight turned in an auspicious pro boxing debut. Rodriguez, fighting out of Manhattan, pitched a near shutout, winning each round on all but one of the judges' scorecards en route to a 4-round unanimous decision over an outclassed yet game, Josette Cotton, on 360 Promotions' St. Patrick's Day weekend event streamed live on UFC Fight Pass. "When I was warming up," Rodriguez said, "it felt like the Golden Gloves all over again. I was really relaxed and everything felt normal. There were so many people there, supporting her. Half the police department must have been there. It was a long time coming. It was an honor. 360. Promotions took a risk because I hadn't been active. I want to thank my manager, Keith Sullivan, trainer Jimmy Sosa, and the Bronx crew. As an elite amateur boxer, Rodriguez was an 8-time New York Daily News Golden Gloves, 6-time Metro Championships, 2-time Empire State and Caribbean, and Central Americano gold medalist. The large majority of these fights were held at Madison Square Garden Theatre, so Nisa felt comfortable fighting at home in her pro debut. She also captured 3 National Golden Gloves Championship titles. We look forward to hearing more from Nisa in the future. This is Donna, giving you the latest boxing updates. Now let's go to the Bangkok studio. See you later."
Thank you so much, Donna, for doing that. Hope you enjoyed those updates of what's going on in the world of boxing. And we'll have other folks talking about other events on here, other besides boxing, like I said, other combat sports. Muay Thai over here. I'm going to try to get someone, a number of people to talk about Muay Thai over here in Thailand. You know, and just so much that we have on this program, as well as playing music on here. We just have a good time. And I hope that you have a good time. I know you are, because the comments I get, that people are having a wonderful time. So what I want you to do, as I always say, is to sit back, get your favorite beverage, relax, and listen to the latest fight we have on here today, welterweight 12-rounder between Oscar De La Hoya and Sugar Ray Leonard, announced by Knockout Nigel. So just sit back and enjoy this as we get to the first round of this fight. Don't know what's going to happen. We'll just find out now. So let's see as we go to the ring.
Cheers. This is Knockout Nigel, coming to you from the Credit Union One Arena in Chicago. A standing room crowd of 11,000 are here today to witness this encounter between two boxing legends, Oscar De La Hoya and Ray Leonard. The crowd, as well as your commentator, are expecting a corker of a fight. Both lads have been champions in various weight divisions, as well as being Olympic gold medal champions. Today, they will fight as welterweights. This 12-rounder is being scored on the 10-point must system. The judges are Elmo Adolf, Pasquale Procopio, and Renzo Bagnariol. The man in charge in the ring will be Lawrence Cole. The fighters have been given their instructions. I will take a sip of the bubbly as the bell sounds for round one. The fighters meet at ring center. Leonard misses with a combination, then scores a 2-point left jab. Leonard's follow-up left cross buzzes past De La Hoya's head as he shows excellent head movement. De La Hoya lands a 3-point right hook to the ribs. Leonard clinches. Out of the break, Leonard lands a 4-point left cross that snaps De La Hoya's head back. Leonard loads up on a right-hand bolo punch that floors De La Hoya for 5 points. De La Hoya immediately jumps up before the referee can begin his count. De La Hoya is protesting that his feet got tangled, but to no avail. Lawrence Cole gives him a standing 8 count. De La Hoya fires off a left jab that misses Leonard as the bell sounds to end round one. De La Hoya is still protesting to the ref as he heads back to his corner. Despite his disagreement, it will count as a knockdown, causing De La Hoya to lose the round. The points scored in round one were 3 for De La Hoya, while Leonard had 12. I will taste some more bubbly as the bell sounds to commence round two. De La Hoya dashes out to ring center with a determined look on his face. He lands a 4-point combination. Leonard misses with his own combination. De La Hoya lands a 2-point left jab. Leonard lands a partially blocked left jab for 1 point, then misses with a combo. At ring center, both lads are bobbing and weaving, trying to find an opening. De La Hoya has switched to southpaw, but misses with a right hook. Leonard misses with a combination. De La Hoya lands a 2-point right hook just before the bell sounds to end round two. A much more defensive round. A few boos were heard as the crowd wants more action. De La Hoya had 8 points in the second, while Leonard had only 1 point. I want to say that the staff at the arena here in Chicago have gone out of their way to attend to the press table's needs. They have provided me with some rare vintage bubbly, which I will sip to begin round three. Leonard comes out, dancing into the neutral corner. De La Hoya lands a 3-point right cross and 3-point combination. De La Hoya has prevented Leonard from getting out of the neutral corner. Leonard ducks down, then lands a left uppercut for 6 points that knocks De La Hoya down. De La Hoya cannot protest this knockdown as he has been laid out flat on the canvas. His corner is screaming for him to get up. At the count of 9, De La Hoya is back on his feet. He looks a little shaky as the ref brushes off his gloves and asks if he is okay. Leonard admittedly comes in and lands a combination for 4 points that staggers De La Hoya. Leonard misses with another combination as De La Hoya retreats back. De La Hoya dances around the ring, trying to get his senses back to avoid another knockdown. At ring center, De La Hoya scores a 4-point right cross that stopped Leonard in his tracks. Leonard comes back with a 2-point left hook to the gut, followed by a right uppercut for 5 points that knocks De La Hoya into the ropes. Leonard follows with a 4-point straight left. De La Hoya was stunned by that punch. He appears out on his feet as the bell sounds to end round three. This time there are no boos from the crowd as everyone is on their feet cheering. Leonard clearly won that round. He scored 21 points to 10 points for De La Hoya. De La Hoya has quick hands, power in both hands, and usually a granite chin. But he is up against a fighter who is on a different level. Leonard is on a mission to show the live audience and the pay-per-view fans that he is the original and true golden boy from the Olympics. Thank you, my dear. One of the ring card girls, Mitzi, has given me a slice of birthday cake. It is her birthday today. She would like me to celebrate with her at the after party after this bout. Let me take a triple round of bubbly after hearing that news as we begin round four. Leonard comes out and lands a three-point left jab. De La Hoya lands a partially blocked left uppercut for 1 point. Leonard lands a two-point combination. De La Hoya lands a three-point left cross. The fighters have decided to go toe-to-toe. De La Hoya lands a four-point double left jab that got Leonard's attention. De La Hoya misses with a follow-up right cross. Leonard steps to De La Hoya's right and lands a three-point left cross. Leonard scores 5 points with a right uppercut that sends De La Hoya is knocked into the far ropes. Leonard misses with a straight right, but scores a four-point left hook to the gut. De La Hoya misses with a left jab as the bell ends round four. Leonard has taken control of this match. He has the stronger punches and better lateral movement. De La Hoya looks puzzled. His chief second implores him to throw more punches. The fourth round saw Leonard with 17 points to 8 for De La Hoya. Oscar may be over his head in this bout against the Sugar Man. He may not make it to the 12th round at this rate. And I rate another sip of bubbly as round 5 begins. Leonard comes out and is immediately clinched by De La Hoya. Out of the break, De La Hoya lands a two-point right cross. Leonard retaliates with a four-point straight right. Leonard lands a combination for 4 points. This bloke has the fastest hands around. De La Hoya can't see them until it is too late. De La Hoya comes back with a two-point combination, three-point right cross, and three-point right hook to the stomach. Oscar is showing he has fast hands as well. Leonard comes back with a five-point left hook that causes De La Hoya to back away. He almost stumbled into the ropes. Leonard stalks his man and lands a solid three-point left jab as the bell sounds to end round 5. The crowd has been screaming their enjoyment of the bout since the third. Leonard, thus far, is the superior boxer. De La Hoya needs to come up with a solid game plan, or this bout will end soon. De La Hoya did score 10 points, but Leonard had 16 points with more effectiveness. I will relieve my thirst with some bubbly as round 6 begins. The fighters meet at ring center. De La Hoya clinches Leonard. I think he is still a little buzzed from the last round. Leonard comes out of the clinch and lands a three-point right uppercut that snaps De La Hoya's head back. Leonard misses with a follow-up combination. De La Hoya counters with a two-point combination. Leonard lands a two-point left hook and two-point right jab as the lads fight at ring center. Leonard scores 4 points with another right uppercut. De La Hoya has yet to stop that punch. Leonard lands a two-point left jab, followed by another two-point right uppercut. At the bell, Leonard fires off a four-point combination. This bout had all the makings of a classic affair, but so far it has been a one-sided match for Sugar Ray Leonard. What strategy can De La Hoya come up with to stop the Ray Leonard whirlwind? I'm wondering if his corner will call it a day if he does not improve. The points for Leonard in that round were 23. De La Hoya had 2 points. I would also like to point out to you that you can become a promoter of fights on this podcast. Just leave a message with Greg Rashid on whatever platform you listen to this podcast. I will patiently wait for a refill of bubbly as the bell sounds for round 7. Leonard dashes out to meet De La Hoya. I am sensing he wants to make quick work of De La Hoya in this round. De La Hoya lands a 2-point left cross. Leonard returns with a 3-point left hook. The fighters remain in ring center. De La Hoya lands a partially blocked 1-point combination. Leonard misses with a combination, but scores with a left to the ribs for 4 points. De La Hoya fires back a 3-point combination. Leonard misses with a right cross and combo. Oscar is showing superior head movement in this round. he may steal the round on defensive skills alone. Where has this version of De La Hoya been hiding in the match? De La Hoya counters with a two-point combination. Leonard uncorks a bolo punch with his right for 4 points. Leonard was getting ready to throw a left hook before the bell sounded to end round 7. That was an interesting round. De La Hoya was much improved, but I also sensed that Leonard was resting and only struck in the final seconds of the round. The points for De La Hoya in that round were 8, while Leonard had 11 points. It could have gone either way, in my humble opinion. Oh, I do believe I see Michael Jordan at ringside. I wonder if he would like to share some bubbly as round 8 begins. De La Hoya comes out to ring center and is met with a Leonard 3-point right hook, a right uppercut for 3 points, and a bolo punch for 4 points. Leonard wants to end this now. De La Hoya ties up Leonard. His corner is telling him to use his legs more. De La Hoya is moving to his left then right to avoid Leonard. De La Hoya is not attempting to throw any punches. He is only dancing. The crowd is booing De La Hoya. Leonard continues to stalk, looking for an opening to pounce. De La Hoya stops moving and lands a 3-point combination, followed by a 3-point left hook to the stomach. De La Hoya feints, then lands a 5-point right cross that knocks Leonard into the far ropes. De La Hoya misses with a combination, but scores a 2-point left hook. Leonard misses with a right uppercut for the first time in this fight. De La Hoya beautifully blocked it. De La Hoya misses with a looping left hook. Leonard counters with 3-point left cross before the bell sounds to end round 8. The crowd is cheering the fighters on for that round's action. That was a very difficult round to score. Leonard has the habit of doing a lot of scoring during the last seconds of a round in order to leave an impression on the judges. De La Hoya had 13 points in round 8, while Leonard also had 13 points. De La Hoya did come alive in that round. He may be gathering his second wind, as I also am gathering another sip of bubbly as round 9 begins. They meet at ring center. De La Hoya misses with a combination, but lands a 4-point right cross that got Leonard's attention. Leonard lands a 2-point combination. De La Hoya lands a straight right lead for 6 points that knocks Leonard into the ropes. He appears stunned. De La Hoya misses with a left uppercut. Leonard moves off the ropes and counters with a 4-point right hook that had sweat flying off De La Hoya's head. De La Hoya bends his knees to deliver a 6-point left uppercut that knocks Leonard down. Leonard is on one knee looking at the ref as he counts. On the count of 9, Leonard gets back up. He nods to De La Hoya to say that was a good punch. Leonard tells the ref he is fine, then moves to meet De La Hoya at ring center. De La Hoya lands a 5-point right cross. Leonard counters with a lightning-fast combination for 5 points that staggers De La Hoya. De La Hoya quickly regroups and lands a 5-point left hook to the temple that has Leonard on rubber legs as the bell sounds to end round 9. This arena is going wild. That was possibly the best round of fighting I have seen in my time in the States covering matches. In Britain, I can think of many similar rounds. Round 5 between Joshua and Klitschko comes to mind immediately. This was Oscar's best round. His corner is excited. He has made some adjustments and is fighting Leonard evenly. De La Hoya had 26 points in round 9 to 11 points for Leonard. Keep in mind that Leonard gets stronger as a fight progresses. And I am going to progress with a sip of bubbly to begin round 10. De La Hoya misses with a left cross at ring center. Leonard counters with a 2-point right hook to the stomach. De La Hoya misses with a combination. La Hoya misses with a right cross. Leonard is showing De La Hoya he can be a defensive wizard too. Leonard was a blur as De La Hoya tried to connect. Leonard counters with a partially blocked left jab for 1 point. De La Hoya misses with a combination. Leonard counters with a 3-point left cross. De La Hoya lands a two-point left jab. Leonard misses with a left jab. Both fighters are bobbing and weaving at ring center, showing their defensive skills. De La Hoya misses with an uppercut. De La Hoya misses with a left jab. Leonard misses with a left cross, but scores a two-point left jab. De La Hoya lands a two-point jab at the bell to end round 10. That was another tough round to score. Both fighters appeared to be taking off that round to gather strength for the last two rounds. Leonard had 8 points in round 10, while De La Hoya had 4 points. Thank you, Mr. Jordan. Michael Jordan has just autographed my boxing program, and he also gave me a bottle of bubbly from his collection. I will cherish this bottle forever. I will open only on a special occasion, like at Mitzi's birthday party after this fight. The bell has rung to begin round 11. Leonard comes out and lands a three-point right lead. Leonard moves into De La Hoya and lands a devastating left uppercut for 6 points that knocks De La Hoya to his knees. At the count of 7, De La Hoya springs to his feet. The ref asks him if he can continue. He says he can. Leonard steps in and lands a right bolo punch that knocks De La Hoya down again. He looks like he will not make it up this time. When the ref reaches 9, De La Hoya slowly stands up. He looks out on his feet. The ref motions for De La Hoya to step towards him, which he does with no problem. De La Hoya dances around the ring to clear his head. He is in survival mode now. Leonard is cutting off the ring. De La Hoya has been backed into the neutral corner. De La Hoya lands a two-point combination. Leonard is ignoring the combo and getting ready to strike. My word! Out of nowhere, De La Hoya lands a crushing six-point right cross that knocks down Leonard. Leonard gets back to his feet at the count of 9. Leonard looks hurt. The ref asks him if he can continue. He says yes, but his rubbery legs say otherwise. De La Hoya bullies Leonard into the ropes about press row and lands a crushing left six-point uppercut that knocks down Leonard again. Leonard gets back to his feet at the count of 4. The bell rings to save Leonard. He is out on his feet. His corner men are helping to escort him to his corner. They are working frantically to wake him up. That was definitely De La Hoya's round. De La Hoya scored 16 points in round 11, while Leonard has 11 points. This crowd is on its feet, anticipating the 12th and final round. This is anyone's fight. You can barely hear the bell sound as it is so loud in the arena. The only thing I hear is the bubbly going down my throat. Which one of these pugilists want this fight the most? Who has the most left in their gas tank? De La Hoya misses with a right cross, but land a two-point left jab. The fighters are bobbing and weaving at ring center. De La Hoya lands a three-point combination, followed by another three-point combination. Leonard has yet to throw a punch. Leonard misses with a left jab, but scores with a right cross for 5 points that knocks De La Hoya into the neutral corner. De La Hoya comes out of the corner to land a three-point left uppercut and a two-point combo. Leonard lands a two-point left cross. De La Hoya clinches. Out of the clinch, De La Hoya dances about the ring. Leonard is motioning for him to come to the center of the ring. De La Hoya continues to dance about the ring. I think he believes he has won this bout and is playing it safe. The crowd is booing him again. The bell sounds to end the match. Only De La Hoya knows why he stopped boxing for the last minute of the fight. As the great Lennox Lewis once told me, never depend on the judges to decide your victory. Fight non-stop every round. De La Hoya's corner appears very confident. Leonard's corner appear to be concerned. In the 12th round, De La Hoya had 13 points to 7 points for Leonard. I think the last round was even. And now we have the official scorecard. Elmo Adolf scores the bout 114. 111 Pasquale Procopio scores the bout 116. 111 Renzo Bagnarial scores the bout 115. 111 for the winner by unanimous decision, Ray Leonard. As I stated earlier, many of the rounds were hard to judge. My scorecard was 113 to 112 in favor of Leonard. Leonard had the more effective shots and did dominate the early rounds, but De La Hoya came on late until the last round. If he would have fought for the full round, he would have won the fight, in my opinion. And I do not know what fight two of the judges were looking at. The crowd also booed the two judges' scoring. Anyway, I enjoyed announcing this bout for you today. I am now off to Mitzi's after-party with this new bubbly from Michael Jordan. This is Knockout Nigel, your humble announcer, returning you to our Bangkok studio. Cheers!
That may have been the best fight we've had on this network. Again, Sugar Ray Leonard, he won that. He beat Oscar De La Hoya in 12 rounds. But just listening to it, I think it could have been either way. It could have been a draw. And if you, listener, if you want to see a rematch of these two fight again on Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast, please send me a note to whatever platform you listen to this program. Really would love that. But right now, we're going to do a little commercial here, and we'll be right back with the show.
For those who say top fan, you stand, the best gifts in life are free. Gets to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stem, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save, top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
Well, there's some things that aren't free, but, you know, it's good to get some free things. But I hope you enjoyed that commercial. But we're going to get, you know, as I say, on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast, we do these fantasy fights. We also talk about real combat sports, especially boxing. And also we play music on here. We do interviews with folks in the boxing world. And sometimes folks who are not in boxing, but are boxing aficionados, like boxing, but they may have a book out or an article they wrote, and we want to have them on the program. But right now, we're going to do a little music here, and hopefully I don't get dinged by YouTube, because they tend to, some of the music I play, sometimes they'll have it solid. If you listen to this show on my Nourished by History podcast on YouTube, you might not hear music when I'm saying music. But right now, I'm going to be playing right now two versions of a song. It's from the mid-60s. This is the Betty Moore, and then I'll do the Impalas. The song is Speed Up. And so let's play that now on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Speed up a little bit, baby. Speed up a little bit, boy.
And that was the Impalas and their version of Speed Up. And by the way, the lead singer of that song was, his nickname was Speedo, but his real name was Joe Frazier, but not that Joe Frazier, but another Joe Frazier. Great, you know, a great underrated, forgotten group in many cases, but I just love the Impalas, and that was Speed Up. And before that, we did Betty Moore's version of Speed Up. And I don't know if she was related to Michael Moore, the light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. I have to check that. But that was Betty Moore, Speed Up. Hope you enjoyed that on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And those two songs in particular. That went out to the folks that are listening in London, because I have a big support group in London that loves this program. And they are big supporters of soul music, and they call it Northern Soul over there. So I thought I'd give you a little Northern Soul on the show today. I hope you liked it. If you got any suggestions for requests for songs, we'd be happy to put them on here. But we're going to get ready to get out of here right now. Hope you enjoyed the program today. Hope you enjoyed the fight between De La Hoya. It's easy for me to say De La Hoya and Leonard. But we'll be back next time with another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And again, as I always say, go in love and go in peace. Help somebody along the way. And when you get up in the morning, get up, look in the mirror, and hug yourself. And if you're sight impaired, get up, hug yourself. And just say you love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't do anything. You can't love anyone. You can't do a thing. So do what you can and love yourself, love others, help those in need. I know it's a troubled world out there. We got a lot going on. But do what you can in your community, wherever you are in this world, to bring some sort of positive vibrations to that area and help someone along the way, because we're all in this together. This is one sphere that we're on in this vast, huge universe. So please do what you can to make things better. But again, this is Greg Rashid with the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in again to the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Please remember to comment on this podcast on whatever platform you listen to it on, and please consider becoming a promoter of the podcast. Thanks, and see you next time.